Hi, I'm Amy Etchison from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, where we take a behind-the-scenes look at the making of Blanket Fort Radio Theater Productions and at new and forthcoming books from SIU Press. We hope that you are enjoying the podcast version of A Night of Another Sort, Prohibition Days and Charlie Berger by Gary DeNeil. You can find all previous episodes of this podcast on Spotify, iTunes, the NPR One app, or on the WSIU website by searching for Blanket Fort Radio Theater. You can also follow the links on our website, www.blanketfortradiotheater.com. And you can find new and forthcoming books from SIU Press at www.siupress.com. Today, I'm continuing my conversation with author Andrea Ross about her book, Edith, The Rogue Rockefeller McCormick.
Her dinner parties were legendary, in part because among her tremendous collections was a 1,600-piece dinner serving set that Napoleon had given to his sister at the time of her wedding. So Edith managed to get her hands on that whole set. So she would entertain on that. She had a little jeweled alarm clock at her place setting, and she had allotted a certain amount of minutes for every course. It was often because it was an opera night. She and Harold were huge supporters of Chicago opera. They were among the founders of Chicago opera. And that really reigned supreme in her life was Chicago opera. So she didn't want to be late. She didn't want her people to be late. You know, you had 5 minutes for a salad or, you know, 6 minutes for soup. I don't know what it was, but it was never enough, right? So when that bell went off, then behind every diner, there would be a server who would immediately whisk away that bowl or that plate, whether you were done or not. And Arthur Meeker had another lovely story about that. Some young soprano, you know, eating as fast as she possibly could. And when the server came and when the hand came around, she said, "Oh, no, you don't. I'm not done with that."
Well, you talked about her dinner set. What are some of the other interesting items that she and Harold purchased when they were in their tremendous spending spree?
Well, it was pretty eclectic, I have to say. Her bedroom was all Louis XVI, and we have pictures of how that looked. What we have are her auction catalogs. So we actually have pictures of, or descriptions, at least descriptions, of the vast majority of her belongings. And it runs the gamut, right? From very early Chinese Ming Dynasty things to there was a lot of French furniture, a lot of English things. I mean, it just kind of all over. And her decorating scheme was eclectic as well. I mean, she just kind of threw it all together. It wasn't like this was the Chinese room and this was the French room and this, she just, you know, whatever worked. But, you know, in her defense, what she was doing is assembling a collection that was intended to be a museum for the city of Chicago. In her first will, it was specifically stated that both her mansion at 1000 Lakeshore Drive, as well as her summer house up in Lake Forest, would become museums for the public. And in fact, the one at Lakeshore Drive was intended to be expanded and become a mayor's mansion and museum. So did she enjoy these things? Absolutely. Particularly things that had lineage, anything that had been in royal hands, she was very interested in. But her ultimate goal was to bring these grand treasures to Chicago for the people of Chicago to enjoy, which goes back to her notion of duty.
So you mentioned that you know a lot about these items from the auction catalog, and that brings us to such a sad part of her story. Everything she had to be auctioned away. And those plans for her homes, her two beautiful big homes full of these amazing collections that she had spent her life curating, were sold. I don't know what happened to the houses. Then yeah, I got on Google Maps and I looked at 1000 Lakeshore Drive and I did the street view, and it looks like there are condos there now. And I zoomed in and I couldn't even see a historical marker anywhere. What happened to these plans? You know, she wanted these houses to be museums full of all these things that she had collected, but it seems like now the houses are gone and all of her things were auctioned.
Yes. Well, when she married, they said she was the richest woman in the country, right? When she died, she was practically penniless.
That's all we have time for today. I hope you join us again next week as we continue our conversation with Andrea Ross about her new book, Edith, The Rogue Rockefeller McCormick, available now from SIU Press. But in the meantime, please visit our websites at www.blanketfortradiotheater.com and www.siupress.com and follow us on Facebook. Again, this is Amy Etchison from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.